okay to step down.
Point of order.
You're not getting out that quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Can we have a determination if we have people who are not confirmed as being on the committee? Do we have a quorum for purposes of this meeting? If we are uncertain about that, should we be waiting for a determination and direction being to be given to this committee from the PNB as to who's on the committee, and thus we would know what a quorum is?
Well, I don't think it's a critical issue. It is a problem whether they're qualified or not. But even with Christine Abbott's not present, we'll have a quorum so we can continue with the meeting.
But
James, for the back, Rocky, when you get to it.
This is, and Beth.
Okay, then I'm going to step down.
All right, that's fine.
Christina, could you wait just a minute? Just because this is not resolved.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think that we can resolve it by ourselves. I think that PNB had to step in here. So we'll just simply go on with the meeting with the question mark regarding the status of Christina. Okay.
And Marisol.
Could I ask a question, please?
Sure, Cal.
Poppy, is there a stack?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not seeing any hands up, so it's not for me.
I'm on the phone, actually.
James wanted to speak before, yeah.
Okay, sure, James. Go ahead, James.
Okay, and this is Minerva as well.
Okay, Minerva too, okay.
I wanted to offer a few points. The first one is that I think Carol is correct about if you are a former member of a committee, you continue until properly replaced by a new election. So if there are members here from KPFK who were on the committee before, I think it's perfectly in order for them to stay on the call, until such time as a new election is effectuated at KPFK. That's number one. Number two is I would like to, I think, offer a motion to, because there is, some people have a question about the old members, and there are several members who are not here. And I spoke to a member who is here who didn't know that the meeting was happening until I called him a minute before it was due to start. I would just like to offer that we go ahead and have a meeting tonight, but that we not start any nominating processes or any election processes until we get better attendance, this being the first meeting. I think some people have not woken up to the fact that we're meeting yet. Others may not have gotten notices. I'm not sure about that. But also we have this other question. So my motion is to go ahead with this meeting, but just postpone elections until, at the very least, the next meeting.
Second that motion.
Let's make it postpone elections, the start of the election process, till the next meeting.
Okay. Is there any opposition to that motion? Okay. So since there's no opposition, then we'll hold up the officer selection until the next meeting. The next thing we need to do is that, the governance committee has been meeting on the fourth Wednesday of every month during 2022. And my motion is to continue to do the meeting on fourth Wednesday of the month during 2023. So that's my motion.
I'll second that.
Okay.
You said on the fourth Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that's what they did in 2022.
Right.
Yeah.
Any opposition to that? Okay, so we'll meet on the fourth Wednesday of every month going forward.
Point of order, Aki.
Okay.
Minerva has had her hand up for a while,
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Minerva. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And for the gentleman who spoke earlier, he made the statement that I was going to make, that if we have individuals that were already on the committee, that we get clarification, but not ask those individuals to leave for this meeting or any other meeting until we get the information from the PNB as to what direction we should take. That was it. Thank you.
Yeah, Madam. Yeah, both of those points, you know, sort of jives with what the CC Corporation Code says about directors, that they're seated until replaced by a newly elected, you know. So I think it sort of comports with that. So I think that's fine.
Aki, may I make a comment on that?
Sure, go ahead.
I think you're absolutely right. And in fact, we see this in the bylaws frequently, where the bylaws drafters actually were looking at California Corporations Code and lifted language from them frequently.
Okay. Now, any other motivation for motions today? Well, one thing I think that is germane today, even though we're postponing the election of the officers, is that one motion that, the first motion, which is to make the PNB secretary be the person in charge of notifying all the committees of who gets updated, because it's very confusing if, you know, everybody tells orders this is a change or this is a change. I think that there should be a central channel for all of the committee membership, that it should go through the PNB secretary. So that's the first motion that's being proposed.
Yes. And I can make that motion, Aki. Let me see where I wrote it. Yeah. I'll read it and then I'll write it in the chat. The Pacifica Governance Committee requests that it's just a request that the Pacifica National Board Secretary ask the secretaries of all LSBs to notify them of the results of all committee elections to be forwarded to the kpftx.org website manager and PNB conveners. So things have been going through the directors. I think that the directors were asked to, you know, notify people, but it's better for the secretaries because they're the ones who have the minutes and the notes and everything. So that would be my request, and I can write it in the chat if we want to consider that.
Any discussion on the motion?
Beth Sustak?
Sure, Beth.
Thank you. I would like to request that now and in the future that any motions that are posted to the chat for consideration also be emailed to the entire list, so that those of us who don't have access to the chat, who are only on by audio, can also see the wording. And I know I when I compose, when I write, it's always in writing. I don't try to second guess myself audibly or orally. So I would request that the whatever the proposal is also be emailed to the entire list. Thank you.
So that is just the membership in this committee, that whoever writes into the chat, that it be also be sent as an email.
Yes, thank you.
Aki, can I respond to that?
Sure.
I did write it and send it in the email people should have got. And I can try and send it again now, if that will help.
Sure. That's fine. Now, any opposition to the motion to have the, Nancy Soto and the secretary be the person to notify for any changes in the, I mean, this is just for the governance committee. We're telling all the committee, we'll tell all of the secretaries of the committees to send any changes to Nancy Soden. So we'll notify all of the secretaries of all of the committees to do that.
Aki, I wanted to comment on that.
Sure. James, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. In fact, I had a little email exchange with you and Carol, I think, was on it.
Yes.
Yeah, with our LSB secretary. I think that is the proper, appropriate way to do it because of exactly what Carol said. The secretaries have the minutes, and that's what makes it all official. So that is a good way to proceed. It's also a good way to proceed when passing motions from a committee to the PMB. You do it through the secretary. That way everything is, quote unquote, official. Thank
good.
You.
Good. Otherwise, Otis is going to get all kinds of emails everywhere. So that's not good. Okay. Any opposition to the motion to have all of the changes go through Nancy Soden, you know, the PMB secretary?
This Minerva, just a question. Would Nancy be willing to accept all of this information? Because you don't know, it may be that there's nothing happening, but all of a sudden she's bombarded with a lot of changes. I mean, there has to be some kind of guidelines on what you're sending and when and in terms of what goes to her and making sure it's correct before it goes to her.
Okay, well, we'll fine-tune the motion to say that only legit changes in the membership will go to Nancy Soden.
Aki, could I respond?
Sure, go ahead, Carol.
Well, I'm hearing Minerva's concern for Nancy in terms of her workload. That's what I understood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And actually, Minerva, I think it'll make it easier for Nancy to just get the correct lists from the secretaries in a timely way as soon as the, you know, like if she were to send out a notice to me, I'm a secretary, and say, you know, would you please send me the results as soon as you have them. Then as soon as I have them, I would send them to her and then she would know the status of everybody rather than, you know, maybe this director may or maybe another director. I think it's very chaotic right now. So that would actually simplify it down to 5 emails. And I think, you know, by doing this with this part of it, just these committee elections, I'm not even sure if Nancy right now knows who the secretaries are, but it establishes the relationship for updates and those kinds of things.
Well, I'll tell Nancy who the secretaries are so she will know.
Back to the stack.
Sure, Ben, go ahead.
Thank you. I think that up until now, this kind of communication was directed to Otis, and that he was the one who kept the log of who was on each committee and therefore who would be notified automatically on the KPFTX no reply list. And he will still need all this information. And I'm wondering whether it might make sense to talk with both Otis and Nancy first to see what makes most sense to them. And if Otis has to be not notified anyway, it might make the most sense just to go directly to him, which I think is the process that's in place at now, rather than to set up a new process with another intervening step. I mean, maybe that's what we'll come to, but rather than commit either one of these two people to more work, maybe it would make sense to talk with both of them first and see what they suggest.
All right. I'll communicate with Aldous and Nancy.
Thank you.
James has his hand up, Aki, and I do.
Okay, James. James?
Yeah, I apologize. That's a legacy hand. Okay. I'll take it down.
Okay, Cal.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to say that in trying to convene this meeting, I was calling Otis because of another matter about posting minutes, and I did check in with him, and I mentioned to him that we had a governance committee meeting today, and you know, just help get it set up, and we worked together on going over who we thought was on the list, and of course. In that conversation, we spent some time talking about the process, and he talked about how very challenging it is for him to get, you know, so many different emails and from different people at different times, and how swamped he is, and how his preference would be to get one completed list from Nancy, the secretary, so that he could just enter that all at once. So while people could include him on, the secretaries could include him on the emails, and of course I have been, you know, sending them in the past to him, but I think, you know, it's fine to include him, but I think his preference is to get a completed list from the PMB secretary.
Okay. So in that case, we can vote on the motion as it's stated. So is there any objection to the motion as stated by, as presented? Okay, so right now we'll go through, I'll notify Nancy and the secretaries of the SBs that, you know, that is the procedure we'll follow.
I see Otis had his hand up.
Okay, Otis, go ahead, Otis.
He took it down.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any discussion? Okay.
On the stream. What Carol said is exactly true. The problem is when stuff goes directly to me, I'll get an email here, an email there. I mean, it becomes a full-time job just keeping track of it. And I do have a few other things that I have to do besides this. This is volunteer work, you know. And so by centralizing it with the secretary, James was saying, I think makes much more sense. It has to be centralized. And when a committee, what I've asked Nancy is when a committee is complete, send it to me and I'll put it into the system. But I could go on about the problem, but it's a real problem handling the composition of the committees when I don't know the whole committee. Who do I take off? You know, what changes? Is this it? You know, I mean, it really needs to go through official channels. And I've been trying to get this for some time. And as Carol said, we had a long talk, and what I really need is to have one person. It's the one person rule. One person tells me, this is the committee. This is the change, you know. So, I fully support what Carol said, you know, with the motion that Carol made for what that's worth. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the motion passed, so I'll notify the, you know, each of the station secretaries and Nancy as to what's going to happen. Okay. So any discussion on the second motion that was proposed today?
I want to withdraw that until we have more information, if that's okay.
Okay. In that case, I think that we'll set the next meeting for the fourth Wednesday of the next month, and we'll set up the offices. You can nominate in the meantime, too. You want the officers, but I think that ends sort of what we had on the agenda for today. Unless anybody wants to bring up any other issues.
Just, Jane to the stack.
Sure, Jane.
Just to put a number on it, I make that the 26th of April.
Okay. All right. I'll mark that down.
James, I also have a question.
Sure, James, go ahead.
This is a personal question. I think I first served with you on the audit committee in 2016 when you were the secretary and did an excellent job, by the way. But at that time, I think people, including me, and I have ever since referred to you as Aki. Is that a familiar form of Akio? Because I hear other people calling you Akio, and I just want to be sure.
Yeah, it's like a nickname of Akio. That's like, yeah, Aki. It's so like
Wanda. So you're good with that. Good.
Do you have a preference?
No, but Aki is easier, sure.
Thanks.
Okay. So any other issues tonight? Well, in that case, anyone want to propose adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, Otis, for hosting it today.
Thank you very much for running such a well-organized meeting. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Otis. Thank you.